You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up.
What's up?
This is your boy Sheriff.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get it.
Let's do this. What's up, guys? Hey, I got a clip for you. Like, I'm not even gonna like make you wait for it. I'm just gonna play it. Because if you've ever like looked me up online and you're like, what is this crap? Here, this describes exactly what's going on. 1 second. While I play it.
It's a self-fulfilling problem. You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic. And it's self-evident.
You heard it straight from the horse's mouth. Or should I say the whore's mouth? You heard it straight from her mouth. Exactly what's happening to me. She knows, she like described exactly how it goes down. Exactly. So, if you look up my name, Chance Trahan, you'll see plenty of smear campaigns by the boatloads. And you have to admit her saying that after what has happened to me since 2012, which this is all political gain now. They know that I have way too much power. They know that my word has way too much power. And so they try to discredit me. But you heard it straight from this whore's mouth. Exactly what they've been doing. So what kind of smear campaign do they call whenever they attack you with the law? Whenever they attack you with fake charges that you never committed? What do they call that one? Huh, Pelosi? What do you call that one? Tell me that. God, you know, I gotta walk away from this right now. I'll be right back. All right, and I'm back. Look, I don't want that to get the best of me, and I don't want to come off completely super duper negative about things. But I mean, imagine that you've had these things that I have posted about you online since 2012, and all they want to talk about is all this negative stuff and drag you and your life down into the depths of just utter and sheer negativity. Imagine how you would feel. It's not okay. It's not cool. It's not the greatest feeling in the world. Like, in a sense, yes, it is, because like these are high profile people and they are hyper focused on you in such a way that they feel that you are that much of a threat that they have to come out and write all these negative things about you just to knock you down a peg or two. And I mean, I have to ask, like, are you jealous? Are these people jealous of me? Did I do something that they think is just so wrong that they have to come out and attack me in such a way? I mean, there's so many questions. There really are. But I mean, it's just, if you were attacked the way I've been attacked and had your life torn apart, torn to shreds, and just thrown up into the wind, you would understand where I'm coming from. And a lot of you do. A lot of you people who know me and have known me for years, you're probably looking at that crap like, for example, one person says, you know what? I mean, I know for a fact that this is not true. Like, I know you. Like, we grew up together. I know you. Like, none of this is true. And so, I mean, like, you know, I wanted to do a video about this and to point this out, but I'm tired of giving it any attention. I'm tired of this. But the fact that I finally found this video and it says exactly the way they have attacked me and then turn around and got clicks off of it, it's just clickbait. That's all it is. And then all you people who want to participate in the drama and you just want to live that negative lifestyle and you just want to drown yourself in negativity and negative headlines and you're just addicted to drama, I mean, that they suckered you. They got you in. They reeled you in like that. Now imagine how many people who have talked to me, they think I'm great, they think I'm wonderful, they're just now getting to know me, but then they find that. They're like, oh my God, what if it's true? What if it's not? What if that crap is not true? What if any of that crap, like, what if none of it is true? What if only some of it is true? So they mix like the fact in with the fiction and they make it look super negative about me? I mean, really think about it, dude. Think about it, because I'm tired of thinking about it. I'm tired of dealing with it. It's stupid. It's the dumbest thing in the world. But you heard it straight out of her mouth, exactly what they're doing. That's exactly the way this goes down. They demonize you, and then they make money off of it. They merchandise you. They turn you into a product. I mean, it's exactly what Elvis was talking about. He's like, you know, I'm a normal person. You guys know me. But as soon as I put these rings on and this suit on and this and these glasses on, these sunglasses, I'm like something that's no different than a bottle of Coca-Cola. You know, it's just labeling. It's just packaging. I don't know, dude. I don't know, man. So we're gonna focus on something positive. Like, this obviously says that I am worth more than I'm given credit for. Like, all this, they say, oh, it's self-evident. No, I am self-evident. I'm the self-evident of this whole situation. I'm what's self-evident. I mean, really think about this. They've legitimized me. Not what they're putting in the media legitimizes their claims. No, it doesn't. It doesn't legitimize anything. All it does is give me more credibility. You know, whenever I was put on Inside Edition, and no matter how negative it was, everyone was like, dude, congratulations. You know, they figured that out the hard way. That all it has done was legitimize me and my credibility. It's funny whenever you think about it. It really is. Because it's meant to do the opposite. But all it did was lend me credibility. All it did was give me that extra boost of credibility that I needed. And I didn't even need it. Apparently, I don't even need it. I'm making such headlines that I don't even need it. And whenever I say headlines, I mean, what? I'm the hot topic. You understand? Like, why do you think that they've made it to where only a certain amount of people can gather? Because if I get a crowd around me, it's game over. One crowd is game over. And they already know this. They already know it's game over. It's beyond game over. It's done. That's it. No mas. No more. At all. Es todo. That's it. That's everything. I don't have to get a crowd around me. It's like, I don't even have to put a commercial online. And people are like, you should do a video. Why don't you go check the videos I got out right now? Where I'm just sitting there talking to you. Like, what, I gotta pick up a freaking Instagram? I gotta go live on an Instagram? Forget that. Who cares? I don't care. I don't want to do that. I am above that. I'm beyond that. I don't need that. I'm tired of doing that. I'm tired of using these social media tools. Like, I'm so freaking tired of social media. I want real human interaction. Like, you understand? Like, how do I put this? I'm living in a world right now where they have separated us. They have done the Demolition Man agenda. If you've ever seen Demolition Man, you know exactly what I'm talking about. online sex that just between you and a screen. Like, that's how they're working this out. They don't want you to procreate anymore. And if you do procreate, watch over your kids because they're going to try and comfort them. And I'm not trying to fearmonger. That's just what's real. That's the reality of this. It's sick. It's beyond sick, dude. And I'm tired of it. We're all tired of it. You know, I wrote this op-ed in ACABnews.com. It's the latest one that I've come out with. And I am cussing up a storm because that's how I'm frustrated and pissed off, and I'm done with it. I'm over it. All of this whole thing, the election, everything, I'm so over it. I've been over it. I was over it since I tried to get Donald Trump elected and it freaking worked. And then I realized that probably wasn't the best idea. That probably wasn't the best thing for us. Not that Hillary Clinton was any better, but there's more options out there. I go ahead and I put my name, my good name, behind these people. And what do they do with it? What do they do with it? I put these people in office, and what did they do with it? You know, and like, you know what bugs me the most? The fact that you guys, you like all you Trump supporters, whoever's still out there and is a diehard Trump supporter, you're not looking into the candidate. Because if you were, you wouldn't be supporting him. I feel sorry for anybody who actually thinks that Kanye West is going to do something progressive in office. I've watched this man speak, and like, he can't even get anybody on his bandwagon. But I'm not trying to talk about him and all this crap. What I'm trying to say is that I put my good name behind these people, and they don't know what to do with it. They couldn't possibly fathom doing the right thing. Donald Trump is a 33rd degree Scottish Rite Mason. He's a Freemason. You guys put a Freemason in office, and I helped. You know, and that's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to think that we would put somebody who's a Freemason in office. You know what I'm, you know, are you picking up what I'm putting down here? You understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? And to you guys who are diehard Trump supporters and you're waving your dumbass flag, I'm wondering about you. All of you people who defend this man, is he defending you? And if so, tell me how. Because I supported him. I was behind him. I got the man elected. You know, so don't come to me with, oh, but Trump this, but no. Because I've got 20 million rebuttals that'll make you bite your tongue. You will question your reality that you've known ever since 2016, when you just now got into politics. It's sick, man. It's sick. Since a kid, I don't even want to talk about it. I've been into politics for that long. And now I'm actually in politics. I don't get some of you. I don't get it. Like, should I understand? Like, should I? Like, should I? I don't think so. Like, I can't. I possibly can't fathom how you're not smart enough to look this up. But let's say you're stuck in the past like I was, right? Like, you're just now getting into this. All this is brand new to you, and you think you know what's going on, right? Look up, are Donald Trump and George Soros connected? And you'll see that both Donald Trump and George Soros both donated to Hillary Clinton's re-election campaign. Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, yes, he did. Go look up. I'm telling you, go look up. Did Donald Trump take George Soros' money? You know why he's hiding his tax returns? Because it shows his Russian connections. And you can say, oh, that's so stupid. God, you're such a libtard, blah, blah, blah. Like, it doesn't matter. Because the truth is the truth. And he doesn't want you to see his tax returns. And the fact that you don't want to see his tax returns, you really ought to be questioning how stupid you really are. Golly. I feel like I should just end this podcast after this song. But no, I guess I'm going to have to keep it going to the end. I'm tired of this crap, man. I am absolutely tired of it. You know, look, here. I'm going to read this to you. I'm going to read this to you word for word. Because this is what's up. This is exactly how I feel about it. I'm not going to mince any words. Election interference at its finest. And you can go to acapnews.com and check this out for yourself. But I posted this on Tuesday, September 8th of 2020. Election interference at its finest. There's a meme up there. It's got that crown. It says, no one can stop me. I carry on to say, this 2020 election is a bunch of bullshit. Here's why. From attacking my campaign's assets, to attacking my campaign's people, to attacking the candidate, yours truly, to attacking the general public, to attacking the entire world. I'd say that everything in this entire world is riding on this one little campaign that everyone's so goddamn tired of hearing about. Nobody gives a flying fuck about the election. I don't even give a fuck about the election. I never did. It's bullshit. Every election ever is 100% bullshit. Everyone is tired of this shit. Day in and day out, being controlled and programmed to vote this way, believe that way, inform this person, blabber that person. Dude, nobody gives a shit and it clearly shows. Everyone has cried wolf so goddamn much and screamed that the sky is falling every 5 seconds and nobody gives a fucking shit about you, your election jive, turkey bullshit talk, the he said, she said, jargon garbage, the fuck in the head prognoses of whatever clever bullshit terminology of the day you made up that nobody thought was worth the damn in the fucking first place. So fuck you, fuck this election, and fuck your goddamn farts, fame, death of a salesman, word salad of the day. Nobody gives a fuck. Holy shit, that feels good to say. For real, nobody gives a fuck anymore. Ask the poor kids that have to deal with their fucktard parent flying a dumbass Trump 2020 flag, and they'll tell you, in the most obscene way possible. And if you think that what I'm saying is jack-legged and libertine, you ought to get a load of what some of your demoralized and unprincipled kids' asses are posting on their Snapchats. I feel sorry for how horribly parented these kids are that they think that this type of behavior is perfectly okay to do. Because in real life, they get their asses kicked for talking shit. The whole election is being overthrown by dictators in office, and not in a good way. You think you're voting for the good guy who turns out to be the bad guy that just does a good job at looking like the good guy who's out there doing terrible things just to keep you entertained while presidential candidates never get their turn to debate their predecessors in any form whatsoever. But hey, I'm perfectly fine with that. Being on TV ain't my thing. Next thing you know, I've got to fake my death like Paul Walker because every dumb bitch with the daddy detachment issues thinks they've got a shot at fucking me. Like my name is Mick Jagger and I've got a loose zipper that's as liberal as Richard Pryor with his nasty jokes. Look at all this bullshit going on. I mean, really look at this shit. Fake virus, fuckboy police, racist asshats, bum lives matter, federal fuckwads, porn star politicians, hoebag Hollywood, ignorant investors, baby part Planned Parenthood, pussy grabbing president, hot dog humping Obama in a pear tree type of bullshit everywhere you look. Freak this, fear that, fuck this, fan that. It's a bit much and none of us can take this shit anymore. And this isn't even the half. If you disagree with any of this 50-ring circus of bullshit, Marxist propaganda, then you're fucking delusional. You heard me right. Yeah, you're fucking delusional. And don't even think to toss tantrum throwing Trump into the mix, because if you disagree with him or any of the slicker-than-thou bullshit fuckery that he's doing, no matter how fucking stupid and dim-witted it may be, you're fucking deranged. You got that? Fucking deranged. I've had about enough, haven't you? If not, then you're a lot more stupid than we all give you credit for. Now, let's talk about this. Let's talk about what I just read to you. A, I don't give a fuck about the campaign. That needs to be taken with a grain of salt. I give a fuck about my campaign, but I don't give a fuck about the election, you understand? I give a fuck about winning. That's all I care about. And in the most positive, progressive way possible. Because I know some of you will take that way out of context. You'll take what I just said on this and blow it way out of proportion. And that's bullshit. I give a fuck about winning for veterans, about saving kids' lives. I give a fuck about winning because I'm gonna do the right thing. Unlike all you asshats who are jumping on my fucking bandwagon, pretending you're about me, but then you go and you talk about me and Joe Jorgensen. Putting her first. Do you understand how fucking ignorant that is? You're trying to derail my fucking campaign. The lot of you are doing this shit. You laugh at me. You think it's a fucking good, funny-ass time. And I'm the one who's not fucking laughing. I'm not laughing at this shit. I'm fucking miserably pissed off. Don't you understand? And I'm not trying to be negative about this. This is actually fucking therapy for me. I am absolutely tired of this shit. And you would be too going through it, seeing what I see, knowing what I fucking know. But you don't know. You don't see it. You just rather put the fucking blindfold on, watch the goddamn news, participate in that bullshit drama, sit around talking about that. What the fuck is that? What are you contributing? What, you're a fucking taxpayer, huh? Taxation is theft. You think that just because you fucking pay taxes, you have more rights than the next person? What about the people on disability? What about the people who can't go out and do the same things that you do? Because they get fucking attacked the ways I'm getting attacked. You think you fucking know me? You think you fucking know my life? Yeah, right. Yeah, right. You don't fucking know me. You don't fucking know what I'm going through. You don't know what fucking happens to me in public. You think you've had a bad fucking day? You ought to hear what goes on in my bad fucking days. You know, Jesus, Lord fucking Christ, help us. This shit is fucking ridiculous. And I'm sorry that I keep cussing, dude, but I've had it up the fucking air. And you would too. So yeah, I don't give a fuck about this election, man. I mean, I never did. I have been taught to be anarchist to the fucking core, anti-government. Fuck the government because the government fucks me. It fucks all of us. You understand? The government isn't watching your fucking back. They're conning you. They're scamming you out of the fucking money they owe you. Taxation is theft. You think your taxes go to a worthy fucking cause? Fuck you. Fuck you. Ask Nancy Pelosi where they fucking go. I'm sure that horse mouth bitch will tell you. Ask Governor Greg Abbott. Ask him. Because you know why? Because he's the most honest motherfucker up there. Ask fucking Gavin Newsom. Ask fucking Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Ask Governor Ducey. Behind closed doors, ask this motherfucker where your taxes go. Ask them all. What's this governor of Louisiana? What the fuck is his name? Do you think he would even tell you? Ask Bobby Jindal. Bobby Jindal, where the fuck do our taxes go? Because I'm not seeing any fucking thing great and wonderful ever come from them. Look at fucking California. Look at my home state right now. The state that I fucking live in. Look at California. Look at our fucking streets, man. Worst fucking streets ever. Especially in LA. You know, I wanted to argue with somebody and say, you know, Houston's got it pretty fucking bad too. But Houston has made fucking several come-ups in the recent fucking years, I guess. I went out and visited in Houston, and it's a lot different. You know, but now that I'm back here in fucking LA, this shit is fucking ridiculous. I'm tired of fucking having to avoid potholes the size of fucking Antarctica, man. It's fucking bullshit. They say everything is bigger in Texas, but have you been to California? Because the camaraderie and fuckery is absolutely fucking horrendously huge out here. It's ridiculous, dude. I'm fucking tired of this shit, man. Aren't you tired of your taxes not going to fix the roads? To build up buildings that already exist? Trump said it on the fucking debate stage. He said it. I would, you know, there's you guys have wasted so much money that we could have rebuilt this country three times over. I think those were his exact fucking words. And what has he done? Has he rebuilt the fucking country three times over? It's been four fucking years. It's been four fucking years, and this asshole expects us to re-elect him again. Look at how much fucking wasted time and effort went into building a fucking wall that ended up being a fence and never got fucking fully built. And don't fucking blame the Democrats for that shit. Whatever you do, don't fucking blame the Democrats for that shit. Blame Trump. He promised this shit. He promised it. And how much has he delivered on? What, fake news? He delivered a shitload of fake news? Whoop-de-fucking-do, Basil! This is ridiculous, dude. We got kids fucking dying. We got old people fucking dying in nursing homes and all this shit. And the middle class is fucking suffering. Small businesses are closing their doors. And we're supposed to see this as a new world order. We're supposed to profit and fucking... Do you understand? Do you understand the irony of all this shit? All of a sudden, you're supposed to figure out how the fucking world works now. And it doesn't come with a fucking manual. It's bullshit. This whole fucking thing is bullshit, man. I'm fucking tired of it. Every time you turn around, they fucking change shit up on you just so they can leave you out of the fucking loop. How does it feel, man? How does it feel to close down the business that you've had for years and years and years? Because you can't do it anymore. Because you can't fucking take this shit anymore. It sucks, doesn't it? It fucking sucks. Now imagine how many times they've done this to me. People like me. You're just now joining us? Grab a fucking shovel and start digging because this hole doesn't get any fucking deeper on its own. It doesn't. We unfortunately have to keep digging this hole deeper and deeper and deeper. You know why? Because nobody's taking a shovel, climbing out of the fucking hole, and smacking a person in the face who fucking deserves to get smacked with the goddamn shovel that they're forcing us to dig this hole even deeper Do you understand? We are controlled into fucking digging the hole deeper. You see what I'm getting at here? It's fucking tiring. I'm not trying to be negative, man. I'm trying to explain to you the fuckery that is going on. Because apparently some of you stragglers don't fucking get it. You think Trump is so great and fucking wonderful. You think he's all fucking the best shit since sliced bread. I got fucking news for you. Weed is bad for you. And so is Trump. You think that voting for him is fucking so great and wonderful. Then it's like you're blindfolded and walking right off the edge into the jaggy jetty reef. Think about that. Those who still support Trump have chosen to put their blindfolds on and feel their way around. Like that one movie. What is that movie? Bird Box. You guys have been bird boxed. You happily put on your blindfolds and you walk yourself right off the ledge. You can't blame everybody else for this. You can't. Trump is a man in control. He can write that executive order anytime he wants to. But he chooses not to. How many of you still haven't gotten your first stimulus check? How many? And how many have? Uh-huh. That's what I thought. Look at the ones who have. Oh, yeah, I got mine. Must be nice. Must be real nice. But then call the IRS and try to get help for that? Try to track your freaking check? Not possible. They put you on the phone with somebody who cannot answer anything but general questions. You have to actually file a form to track it, to find out where it's at, what's going on. So like, what is that? Is that automatic sign up to get the vaccination later, to be tracked down and forced to have the vaccination? I'm absolutely tired of this, man. I am downright flat out embarrassed. You guys are embarrassing the people, the great people of this great nation. Make America great again? Who's to say that this nation isn't great already? I mean, is that why so many people want to come here? Because they think freedom of religion? While they come here and sacrifice our children? While they sex traffic our children? Why they take you to court just to take your kids away? While CPS legally, quote unquote, legally kidnaps your kids? Uses the law against you to kidnap your own kids? Does that make this country great? Is that why? Is that why you come here? Because you think you can get away with this? That this is all cool, fine, wonderful, and dandy? Well, it's not. It's not okay. Dragging innocent kids into your sick pleasures is disgusting. It's nasty. It's pathetic. Yeah, I said it. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. You're gonna sit there with your thumb up your ass, wishing you could do something about it, wishing you could shut me up. Well, I got news for you, pal. I don't go down very easy. And I'm tired of you trying. Fuck you, Jared Leto. Fuck you. I know what you've been doing. I know all about your mansion. I know all about you. And what I don't know, I will figure out. It's coming. We're coming for you. Fuck you, buddy. Fuck you, pal. Fuck you and the white horse you rode in on. Fuck you. Fuck you, fuck Jim Murren, fuck Nancy Pelosi, fuck retard Schumer. Fuck you all. Fuck all of y'all motherfuckers. Fuck Gawker. Fuck all of you. All you corrupt motherfuckers can suck my dick. And that's how I feel about that shit. Fuck you. My friends, there is a war coming. The storm is upon us. My fellow Americans, the storm is upon us. The storm is upon us. The war is here and now. It ends here. The buck stops here. This is nowhere near the end. This is just the beginning of this. It's just the beginning of this. Swear to God. You know, you guys who disagree with their bullshit, this 50 ring circus of bullshit, Marxist propaganda, you're not fucking delusional. They're delusional for thinking they can keep getting away with this, that they think that they're fucking above the law. Fuck that. If you disagree with tantrum throwing Trump, you're not fucking deranged. There is nothing wrong with you questioning authority. But apparently to these assholes, it's against the law. Don't talk about COVID-19. That's against the law. Fuck you. Fuck you. It's exactly how I feel about this shit. And fuck you for lying, Trump. Fuck you. I can't fucking stand you assholes and your miserable, self-loathing fucking bullshit. It's absolutely fucking stupid. You know what's wonderful? The people who come out and speak out against you. The amounts of people who are absolutely fucking miserable right now because of your bullshit. The people who are going to get up and fight you. The people who want this war. The people who don't give a fuck anymore. That's terrific. It's wonderful. It's amazing that these people are awake. And they will come and get you. Just like me. If you think I'm anything crazy, imagine what these motherfuckers will do to you. Yeah, you better build a 10-foot wall around your house. You better go in through the back entrance. These motherfuckers are out for blood. They want your soul. And on the flip side, these crooked motherfuckers are out for blood. They want your soul. They think that their quote-unquote Black Lives Matter, their Satanic Lives Matter, their Luciferian worship matters. Here's some newsflash for you motherfucking punks. No, it doesn't. It doesn't matter. You're sick in the head, you're fucked off, and you ought to get your fucking head checked. Because you have got another thing coming. Because we're not gonna sit back and take your bullshit anymore. Y'all fuckers might be laughing now, but guess who's gonna get the last laugh?